Hey, Amid Beis. Another Yisod of Edim Zomimim. Ein Ha'edim Zomim Ne'erogin Ad She'igomer Hadin Shehri HaTzidukin Omim Ad She'yohareg She'nemar Nefesh. Here it says Nefesh Tachas Nefesh, but the Girsa should be, as we see in Rashi, Nefesh Bin Nefesh. That's what's written by Edim Zomim, Pashas Edim Zomim, Nefesh bin Nefesh. So the Mishnah is telling us that you can only kill the Edim Zomimin for Kasha Zomam if there was a Gemar Din that was imposed on the person that they testified against. The Tzedukim, they felt that you take the Tzedukim literally, and they require that it only be in a case where the person was killed, that based on Nefesh bin Nefesh. Amru lehem chachamim. The chachamim challenged the tzedukim, and they said, "Balo kfar nemar, basisem lo kasha zomam lasos laachiv, ba'arei achiv kaya." So the fact that it says laachiv, it sounds like the drasha of laachiv, the word laachiv, suggests that the person is still alive. And the tzedukim say you cannot carry out the onesh of misa of edim zomim unless he's actually killed. But the pasuk says laachiv, ba'arei achiv kaya. The imkein lama nemar nefesh bin nefesh. So according to the chachamim, that they hold that it's the case of the Torah is when he's still alive. What do you do with the nefesh bin nefesh? Yachol mishash kiblu edusan yehargu. You might think that already, when a time that the edus was accepted and based in, there was nechkir edusan the based in already. If they become zomim, they can be killed. Obviously, before that point, you couldn't imagine they should be killed. That's not yet. The edus hasn't been vetted. But Mishikibwe Dusan, once the Eidos was already accepted, even before the actual Gemar Din. So that's where you have the Pasuk Tamalom Nefesh B'Nefesh, Ha'edin Herogin Ashi Gomer Hadin. In other words, what do you see in Nefesh B'Nefesh? The fact that the person has been Gepaskin to be killed is viewed as if he would be a Gavra Ketela already. The idea that he's slated to die, he's sentenced to death, that's viewed as if Nefesh B'Nefesh. That's the Din of Gemar Din. That's how it's mashma in the Tosis Yantif on the Mishnah and also the Riyaz, that the drasha, Kweta Chachamim, Nefesh B'Nefesh, that he's slated to die, is ki'ilu he was killed already. That's the din of the Mishnah that you need Gemar Din. As far as the Tzedukim, they thought that it's Achi Yehareg, and the challenge to Tzedukim is that you see the Torah, they said it wouldn't be Chayiv if the person's still alive, and the Chacham challenged that by saying, the drasha of La'achiv, the words La'achiv suggest that he's still alive. What does Rashi say? Ad she'igomer hadin, ela imkein nigmar tchila hadin shel hanidon le'horeg. It's only if there's a gemar din first, ve'acha kachuzmu. The Tzedukim learned from the pasuk nefesh b'nefesh, ve'edim zom min ksiv, the pasuk says, lo socho se'necha nefesh b'nefesh. What did the Chacham say to the Tzedukim? It says, Lasus la'achiv, mashma, sha'arei achiv adayin kayim. So really, is that really the drasha? That we know that the person hasn't been killed yet because of the word la'achiv? That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah, and sounds that way a little bit from Rashi. Could Lasus la'achiv, mashma, sha'arei achiv adayin kayim? The Ritva points out, however, the Ritva points out, L'chera, that's not so. Because we find many times in Chumash that the word La'achiv can apply even when he's not alive. For example, Yibum, Pashas Yibum, Ki Yeshu Achim, Yachta, V'meis Achad Mehen. He brings another Pasuk. What is the other Pasuk he brings? What? Kivusuas Achicha Meis Bin Yakodesh. Yeah. You could also go get the pasuk in Bereishis, Kol Me'achicha Shokim Elayim Hadama by Hevel. Many times you find the word Achiv even after death. I don't have my kovetz. Maybe you'll. Oh, you have it. Oh, okay, the share. Yeah. So what does the Ritva say? So the drasha is not really from the Achiv. The drasha is from the Zaman. The word Zaman sounds like it hadn't been carried out yet. Zamam, meaning that it was, he's only scheming, hasn't yet been carried out. So that's really the drasha. It sounds like the drasha is from Achiv Kayam. So he says something interesting, that you find often that the real drasha is not mentioned, something else is mentioned. But that's not really the The real makor is from Zana. Tekabasa tuba de naktu chada krab in makam krachrina. Although his lashon is, yeah, that's what he says. In the Rimil O'Neil, is mashma, it's from the Zamam Lasos. Zamam Lasos, meaning he intended to do. He hasn't done it yet. It was still on the agenda of the Edom to do it, hasn't yet been carried out. So you see the Torah speaking about a case that they haven't actually carried out the onus. From Rashi, unless you catch the word lasos, so then Rashi could also mean that lasos lachim mashma shavi achiv adayin kayim. More likely, Rashi sounds like the drash is l'achiv. Yeah, you have to know all these psukim that show otherwise. I think it's the Rashash and Sanhedrin is docheh the raya, because there's a difference between when the Torah uses the word achiv and it means a relative. So if it means a relative, like all these examples in the Ritva, kibosu hasachicha means you're cousins. Another than Abi were related to them, and called me achicha and kishvach and yachda. So there, you could use the word ach even after misa, because in terms of the relatives. But when ach means your fellow Jew, like over here, then you wouldn't use the word if it's not kayim. I think that's what the Rashash wants to say. But that would suggest that the drush is a real drush. Yes.
For the Ritva, you came out with achiv, like, how does he read the Gemara about Hare achiv kayim?
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. So that's what the Ritva says. It oftentimes it's the wrong drush. In other words, it's not really that. No. It's not what he means. With Gemara, when Nafkan, the Hogan, and Rogan, and we sit touch the Zaman, the Shainon Shin, and then as we see, of Melach, the Nafkan Midi, he brings the Gemara by Malkus, he explains that. There's a different Rashi, Leinecha, Elohacha, Le Ravcha de Milsa Nakhtu Rabbanan, Badai Nachim Kayim, Le Ravcha de Milsa means it's superfluous. But Afagav de Lo Nafku Me Achiv. In other words, I think it means like this. You know, you're saying, how can you say these words? Given the fact that it says Zomam, so obviously Hari Achiv Kayim. It's emes. It has to be the Torah's talking about Achiv, but not from the word L'Achiv. By stressing the L'Achiv, he's not really giving you the real drush. It's not Sheker. What he's saying is not, it's correct, Hari Achiv Kayim, but not from the Diuk of L'Achiv. They said Harinam L'Achiv, so that was Ravcha de Milsa. We know that the L'Achiv is L'Achiv Kayim because of Zomam Lassos. So he says we have other times also that we quote one pasuk in place of the other. So the Ritva learns that the drush is not there. We have to see there are other Rishonim. The Meiri, for example, takes the Rambam that way, that the drush is lachiv. You know, the Rambam is not mashmit rather that way at all. But to explain the other Rambam by Malkus, we'll get to that. But again, you have to know the drush, as stated in the Mishnah, is the drush of lachiv, and the Ritva says it's really zamam, and the Rimi Lenus says it's zamam lasos. The next Rashi, Yachom is Shekibu Eidusan. In other words, so what's the Nefesh B'Nefesh teaching you? Because you might think from the time of Kabbalah's Eidus, Ubalem Azama Miyad Kodim Gmadino Shemidon. You know, there was a Kabbalah's Eidus. There was a Nechkira, but it was before the Gmadin Yahargu. So that's the Chidush of Nefesh B'Nefesh according to the Chachamim. What exactly is the Geder of this Halacha that you need Yigmar Hadin? What's the get of this halacha? So you could say that it's stomach zeros hakasa, but tonight, the ma'isa, the edim were scheming, the edus was accepted, the machayev is here, everything is in place to be machayev the edim, but the Torah says, no, it has to be to the point of gmaradin, it has to be a gmaradin, zeros hakasa, nefesh benefesh. The Gemara's going to learn out by other things as well, right now talking by misa. That's one way. Or perhaps we could see differently. Maybe the pshat is that the mechayiv itself of why the Edom get punished is a greater mechayiv at the point of Gemar Din, as we've been explaining. What is the Torah mechayiv the Edom? The Edom are called mazik. They're a mazik by Mammon, that's called a mazik. The onus is for a certain crime. What is the crime? The crime was that they spoke against another Jew, and their edus has the potential to make him chayiv. But not just that it had the potential, the Eidus was an Eidus that could be Machayetim, but it actually caused the Beis Din to paskin against him, to impose that Chiyuv. So for that Zmama, that Rishus, that Avla, now where's the Avla greater? When it just was a Haggadah Eidus with a Nachkira, or when it was that plus a Gmar Din? When is the Avla greater? No. Obviously when it led to a Gmar Din. So the Torah is telling us that what's the Kasha Zamam itself, that will manage them, will punish them, Kasha Zamam, is only when their rishus reached that level that they caused Beis Din through their Eidus to be imposing a Gmar Din on the person. So that's a definition in the nature of the threshold of what their Avera is. Not just a Tanai, the Avera is what it is, without the Gmar Din, but the Torah wants the onus to only exist when there's a Gmar Din. No, it could be, there has to be the Mashiach him through the Psak Din. So is the Mahach that we've been thinking about quite a while, and the Ramban at the end of Sanhedrin, the Mechamos is Mashma this way, but truth be told, there's a Tosis in Sanhedrin that L'chor is Mashma otherwise. So, full disclosure, L'maisa, this Tosis would be very strongly Mashma, that basically you have the Mechayv of Kasha Zamam, of the Edom Zomim, the crime is finished once they say Eidus and it's Nechkira. But somehow there's another halacha of a Gmar Din. Where do I see this in Tosis? In the first teretz of Tosis, there in the top of Samachay on the days, the Gemara is discussing a drasha that Edom Zomim do not have a chi of carbon. So we have a miut, Masiv of Zera, Yatsu Edom Zomim she'en behem maisa. Again, we're not. Doesn't matter right now the context of the Gemara, just this particular drasha. It's written Gabi Chi of Chatas. So we have a drasha, Edom Zomim are do not have a Chi of Karban. Tosus asks, why do I need a special drasha to be Mayit Edom Zomim from Karban? Since, after all, Edom Zomim get the punishment of Chi of Misa. We're talking obviously about Edom Zomim of Misa. Tosus takes that for granted. So now you think maybe they'd be Chi of a Karban. But the Edom Zomim have to pay the price of a Chi of Misa even b'shogeg. Because lo by Yasra, if you don't need Yasra, then even if it's a shogeg, they get the punishment of Misa. That's Tosus Kasha. Tosus doesn't explain exactly what the problem is. So maybe the Chai of Misa and the Chai of a carbon as well. Now it comes to Avmine over here. It comes to Avmine, it's a Chi of Mamon. It's not clear 100% what the problem is for Tosus. Tosus could not conceive of a chi of carbon together with a chi of misa. You have to know why couldn't that be? Yeah.
You potentially say because a chi of misa is a kapara.
Yeah. Could be that. Thinking of that. Could be something else. But Tos took for granted that if the chi of misa, then it'd be no place for chi of carbon. Okay. Whatever the reason would be. But therefore, if l'maisa chi of misa exists even b'shogeg, so typically you would say, well, chi of misa would be amazing, and a chi of carbon is b'shogeg. But here, there's no halacha v'asra, so the Edom Zomim get the same chi of misa b'shogeg as b'mezid. So why would there be any reason to think that be chi of a carbon? Tosus gives two tirutzim. The second teretz is understandable. Tosus says the case would be that they were chozer on their own, and they told you that we were lying. So there wasn't the formal process of Hazama, the Edom, but since Lemaisa, they are moda that they did this Avera, so just like a carbon is a function of the person doing an Avera, so the Avera was clearly what they did, and they admit that they did the Avera, so good, that would be a basis possibly for Chiyuv carbon. That's, you want to ask Akasha, yeah?
What's the case of Edom Zomim?
No, it just means that they were in other words, they didn't know. An Avera, they didn't realize. Right, they conspired, they lied, but the Shogeg, a lot of times Shogeg doesn't always have to do with the Avera per se. Sometimes the Shogeg could be if they don't know the Chomer Avera, they don't know the Onesh associated with the Avera. You have by Shabbos, for example, Shigas Kares. You could have all kinds of levels of Shogeg that can also constitute a Shogeg. But here, there's nothing at all that gives them any information about the level of the Avera, that it's an Avera. So that's the point of Tosa. So he's always going to have a Chiyah Misa. Yeah.
Isn't that part of the Jewishness and Chakiris in the Beis Din?
Yeah, but we're talking about now the Avera of, you know, the Avera itself of Edom Zomim. In other words, you can give them a punishment of Kasha Zomim. That's the Sugya in Ksubas Lamed Gimel that we already mentioned when we discussed the Daled. That Sugya mentions Edom Zomim don't need Hasra. So therefore, if there's no nifasra, then shogi and mezar are the same, in which case it's always going to be a chiyuv misa. So Tosu's second teretz was that the chozer are on their own. They tell you that they did this avera, so obviously there's not going to be a chiyuv misa because they didn't go through the process of the formal hazama. But I have the avera of Eidim Zomim. What's Tosu's first teretz? So again, that could be as follows. Know that they testify, there's a gemar din against a person, and instead of having another pair of Edom say that they were Emmanuel Yisem, they tell you that we lied. Okay, so then maybe there'd be a chi of carbon. That's the chidush here, that they don't get a chi of carbon. First teretz, however, is interesting. The mishkachas la, shuhus mukodem gmar din, deiner roginat shigam mar din. What did Tosa say in the first teretz? That where would you think that you'd have the aveira of Edom Zomin without a chi of carbon? When you have everything but Gemar Din, Rabosai, L'chaira, Fetosis, to talk about Edom Zomim for Gemar Din and say this is the Chiv of Edom Zomim, but there's not a Chiv Misa. So maybe Edom Zomim should have a carbon. L'chaira, if the nature of the Chiv, the Machayev itself, the Aveira that there should be for Kasha Zomim, is because of the fact that they impose the Gemara Din, and the question is, do Edom Zomimin have a carbon? But you have to talk about Edom Zomim in the same way that you talk about the Aveira of Edom Zomim in the classic example. The second Teretz, okay, it's the same Aveira, just that it didn't happen through Edom. The procedure of Hazama didn't happen, but as far as the Aveira is concerned, they said false testimony, and Edom, and based a paskin against the person. Everything is here in terms of what would define it as the rishus of the Eidim. So you don't have a chimisa because it wasn't this bara shikran ide Eidim, as we know. But in the first teretz, if you don't have Gemar Din, the way that we've been assuming that Gemar Din is part of the threshold for the rishus, for that rishus, for that Aveira, the Aveira brings into the picture the fact that they caused a Gemar Din through their Eidus. And that's their issues. That's where the Torah defines them as having done this Aveira that would warrant an Onesh. So now we want to talk about a carbon. We have to talk about a carbon in the context of the Aveira itself. So if the Gemar Din is mitzdarif to the essence of the Mechayiv of the Aveira, then Hakatosis give a teretz that you could think that you have a carbon without the Gemar Din. Without the Gemar Din, you haven't had the Aveira of Edom Zomim to speak about when there's a Chi of carbon. Elamai, what do you see in Tosis? That mitzad, the Aveira of what the Edom Zomim are paying a price for, the Aveira is nishlam through the fact that they had a goddess Edos that was Nachkar of the base. Except that the Torah says that the onesh that we're imposing of Kasha Zomim, of Misa, needs a Gemar Din. But as far as the Aveira mitzidam, their Aveira is already finished through the fact that they have an Edos that has the potential to Machayev the person. That's their rishus. Again, it's still a rishus, it still has, you know, all the ingredients of an Aveira. It's not just, you know, it's Eidus Sheker that has within it the potential, but not the fact that the Gemara Din was issued. That's another step that the Torah imposes, a Tanai, you might say. Otherwise, I don't have any understanding of Tosas. The Machayev is not here yet. How can you speak about a possible Chiv Karban if you haven't yet spoken about the essence of the Aveira itself? Gemara Din is part of what makes the Aveira an Aveira. Seemingly, that would be the Mashbos for Tosas. The Emes is a second. I mean, when the Gemara Named Aleph speaks a lot, the cases in Named Aleph of whether he's a Bar Ketola, not a Bar Ketola, if he's a Bar Ketola, the Edom are not Chayiv, if he's not a Bar Ketola, the Edom are Chayiv, the lesson the Gemara consistently in Named Aleph is, at the time of what is he a Bar Ketola or not a Bar Ketola? What's the lesson of Gemara constantly in Hey Amid Aleph? In those examples of Rava, the beidna de what, the kamisa di gava barketol la barketol. I understand chora the way that we've been thinking all along. It shouldn't be a function of the time of the edus. It should be a function of the time of what, my did. In other words, let's imagine a person would have become a gmar din on this person in another beis din for the chi of misa, for the chi of knas between the hagadas edus in this Beis Din, and the Gemar Din in this Beis Din, against the person. So, B'shasta Agadas Eidus, it was not yet Nigmar Dino in the other Beis Din, to be Chayiv. So at the time of the Haganas Eidos, he was not a Bar Ketala. But at the time of the Gemar Din rendered against the person in this Beis Din, he was already gepaskined in the other Beis Din. So the Lashna Gemara would lend itself to suggest that as long as at the time of the Haganas Eidos of the Eidim right now, he's not a Bar Ketala, so then they'd be Chayiv. But if you assume that the Mechayiv itself of Eidim Zomin is not the Eidos per se, it's the Eidos that also brought about the paskening of the Gemara Din, that's part of the Mechayiv. Then the issue, the timing of when he should be called a Bar Ketala or not, whether Eidim are Mechayiv for the Avera, should be at the time of the Beis Gemara Din from their Eidos, is he a Bar Ketala at that point? So again, could the Gemara's Lav Dafka? But according to what we're saying in Tosis, it's not Lav Dafka. The real question is not about whether he's a Bar Ketala at the time of the Gemara Din that the Beis Din posed based on these Eidim. It's at the time of the Haggadah Eidus, that the Eidus was Nechkerek, that's the Shas Haggadah Eidus. It's all, you know, the process of the Eidus and the Beis Din is accepting their Eidus. That's the Beshad the Misadi. But the Gemara Din is not, it's another halacha. You can't get Kasha Zaman if there's no Gemara Din. But the details of when there should be a basis to be giving Kasha Zaman because he's a Bar Ketala or not Bar Ketala would be defined by the Shas Haggadah Eidus, not the Shas Gemara Din. Again, it could be a Mishmos and that Gemara also, a Med Aleph. Yeah.
It's clear from the Ritva by Galos that because they're made, that he's Chayav Galos, made his Chayav Galos, and then he's Moda. So he compares it to our Gemara and hey, that they could be Chayav because he's Lav Bar Ketala.
Yeah.
So clearly the time that we call them Kasha, we call them Edom Zomin, is from the Haggadah Eidos. Not until Gemara Din.
Because the Lashon of the Ritva, you mean? Yeah. The case could also be a case of Gemara Din.
Well, no, but the whole point is that he was Modi, he said, I did it, but not in front of you, before Gemara Din.
And what did the Ritva say? That he would be considered a what?
Lav Bar Chiyuva, Lav Bar Galus, at that time.
Because
they spoke first, they ate him before he was Modi.
Yeah.
Could it be possible that Tosus would still agree with the premise that the Chiyuv doesn't really kick him to Gemara Din, but over here he might say you're Chayiv Korban because of just Stami to Sheker?
But then it's not a Miyot in Edom Zomin not being Chayiv a Korban. the Miyot of Edom Zomin not being Chayiv a Korban has to be when you have all the ingredients of why, of the Aveira of Edom Zomin, of why the Torah gives them. You know, the chait of Edom Zomin has to do with the definition of the chait. So that's my whole point. So if the definition of the chait is including the fact that there was a Gemara Din issued, then how could you have a Havamina for Edom Zomin to be chayev a carbon? Elamai, no, the Aveira is here. You have the Aveira. The Gemara Din is not necessary to define the threshold of the Aveira. It's just a halach. There's another mashmos of Rabbi Kiva earlier like this. If you remember the Daf Gimel, when Tosus had the kasha of She'er Ksus Va'ona, that why not say that when Edom testified that the woman is Megureshes, so why not discuss another issue that the Mafsid Har She'er Ksus Va'ona? The Tosus gave a teres that she said gave Rosh Tani, so she was Mochel. So Rabbi Eger points out, if I'm not mistaken, on that Tosis, he says, wait a second, when did she say Givash Tani? So when did she say Givash Tani? See if it's here. The Imkei Macha Labayla. He says, Zehu Rak Be'omeres Miyad Givash Tani Kishibo Ha'edin. The Im Omeres Achakach. If she would say Girash Tani after the Eidim came, Ma Bekach Shemachla Acha Sheheidu. What's important is to say that she's Mochel before they made the Eid, before they testify. Because if the time that they testify she hadn't been Mochel, then their testimony still has a basis to bring about a Chiv again of Sheikhsus Va'ona, Mafsid Har. Because at the time of the Haggadah Eidus, the woman has not been Mochel yet. Now, Rav Kiveger makes it depend on what? At the time of what? She has not been Mochel. She has to have been mochel already when, at the time of the Eidus. The way we would be saying it, it should not depend on the time of the Eidus. It should be at the time of what? That she was mochel before when? What would we want to say? Before Gemara Din. because the b'chayiv is a gemara. As long as the time of the gemara din, that seals their fate. That makes that and that makes their avera and avera with the fact that it's a gemara din. As long as there be a machila, the part of the woman before the gemara din, then we say you shouldn't have to pay for shekhsus v'ona, because at that point there already has been a machila. The Kedega says you have to say she was mochel kishaboha eden. Sounds like as long as she's not mochel yet at Hanbo Ha'edim, even if she'd be mochel before Gmar Din, the Edim should have to pay the Sherksus Va'ona. So again, it would sound from Mikiv Eger that he focuses in the Shas of the Edim that this Gmar Din Halacha is not what we've been assuming more, and I think maybe the Ramban and Melchamas is mashba that way at the end of Sanhedrin, that the Gmar Din is a level of the Rishus itself. The Rishus is already there before the Gmar Din, but there's Halacha of Gmar Din. Okay, so this is the din of the Mishnah. The Tzedukim did not assume there could be any chiyuv of Misa, of Kasha Zaman, if the person's still alive, Dafka, when he dies, when he gets killed, Nefesh B'Nefesh, and we take Nefesh B'Nefesh in a different way, that, to the contrary, we know that the Torah is Mechayed you even when he's still alive, from the La'achiv, or Lassos La'achiv, or Zaman Lassos La'achiv, and so on. And nefesh b'nefesh is a drasha to tell me that you need a gemara din, and however we explain it. Zok the gemara, Tana, Berivi Omer, Rashi says, Berivi kacha yishmo, okay? Berivi said the following, the braisa, Lo hargu neherogin, hargu ein neherogin. Lo hargu, if the Edom did not cause a person to get killed, the person wasn't carried out against him a sentence of death yet, then neharagin. But hargu ain neharagin. Rashi, hargu shelo huzmu acheneirak hanidon api. In other words, the azama happened after the person was killed. Now, the pashtus, this din of the braisa, do we know this from the Mishnah yet, or it's not in the Mishnah? It's only the braisa is telling us this. What was the Mishnah discussing? Lo hargu neharagin, that's in the Mishnah. That's what the Sadukim would have disagreed with. And we the Chachamim had there whatever the Makar is, La'achiv, Zamam, Lassos, that lo hargu neharagin. Even before the person was killed, as long as it was a Gemara Din, they can get killed. But the hargu ein neharagin, is that in the Mishnah? No? What do you say? All the Mishnah is discussing is that you see from the Torah that there's a chiyuv kasha zaman. The Torah is discussing even when he hasn't died yet. What would be if there was also an asa? That we don't know. Mishnah, that din of kasha asa is only the braisa. Right? You don't have any indication in the Mishnah about the question of asa. What you do have in the Mishnah is the question of zaman. Without asa, and the gemara din you need, and you don't need asa. But what would be by asa? Maybe it also be chayiv. Maybe chayiv by yachid kayam, be chayiv by yachid meis. So this is where the braisa steps in to discuss the din of asa. Bar Yehuda Maskin? No. What do you say? No one's saying anything. Yeah, Alec.
You said the Tzedukim originally wanted to say is actually Yeragin.
Right, the Tzedukim wanted to be Dafka Asa. So the Mishnah says, no, Zamam Yochayiv. The Tzedukim held Zamam would be Pater. Zamam without Asa would be Pater. Says the Mishnah, Zamam is Chayiv. What about Asa?
Doesn't say.
That's where the Gemara comes in.
Isn't it Mashmah that it's
Asa?
That you don't
kill them? Doesn't say. Achiv Kayim means that the case, no, so the case of the Torah is Achiv Kayim. But as we'll see now in the Gemara, it can have a kavah chomer to Asa, right? So the Mishnah doesn't discuss, do you also have the chiyuv by Asa? It's not discussed directly in the Mishnah. But the Brice is teaching us the halacha of Asa being pater. Hargu ein neharagin. Yeah?
Are we not reading the kayim only when he's kayim? That means not
us. So again, I don't know if it has to mean that. It just means that which the Tzedukim thought that he wouldn't be chayiv by Yachiv Kayim, so they say Hari Yachiv Kayim. It's a different case. It's not addressed. The case that's addressed is a case of Achiv Kayim. Get it? And you have to know whether it's Achiv Kayim because of the Zammam or because of the word Achiv. I don't think the Mishnah is directly speaking about this case of us. Unless you want to read more into the Mishnah, that it's a diuk from Achiv. Again, if the drash is Achiv. We're going to have to get to this. How do we know us as Pata? Read this Gemara right now, you get the sense that you just have no way to extrapolate. Because what you have in the Torah, in the case of the Torah, is a case of Zama. And we're going to try to use a Kal Vachomer, we're not going to be able to use a Kal Vachomer. So it sounds like we just have no mucker for us, because the Torah discusses a case of Zama. And that's what the Mishnah was discussing, that the Tzedukim Dafka had a taitz of Nefesh B'Nefesh that makes it, that the Torah is talking about a case of Asa. And we push back and say, no, the Torah is talking about a case of Zamam and not Asa. But what about Asa? What does it say?
Couldn't learn that after the first line of the Mishnah.
Ain't an Oregon Achi Gamer Adin.
Could use Lashon until Achi Asa.
No, because that's the way that we're going to have to reinterpret the Nefesh B'Nefesh. The Tzedukim had their take of Nefesh B'Nefesh. The Mishnah says, no. What we're going to get to from Nefesh B'Nefesh is Adin Ashi Gamer Adin. Because Tzedukim said Ashi Yahareg, and that's not correct because we have the Lassus Achiv, Achiv Kayim. So Nefesh B'Nefesh is Talmid Gamer Adin. But nothing in the Mishnah tells you explicitly that the Din of Asa is different than the Din of Zaman, but it's just not addressed. Comes the Brisa and says, Lo Hargu Neirogin, Hargu En Neirogin. Amar Aviv, his father says, B'ni Gav Kal V'Chomer Hu. Is it not a Kal V'Chomer? Let's say a Kal V'Chomer that you for sure are going to have a chiyuv of Hargu Neirogin. Amalo. So his response was, Imanatanu Rabbeinu. This is what the son says back. She'ein Onshin Min Hadin. You taught us there's a rule called Ein Onshin Min Hadin. You cannot learn out an Onesh based on the Midah of Kal V'Chomer. You cannot carry over the onus that we know in the one case to the case in the other case. You can't take a Kal V'Chomer from Zamam to Asa. Zamam we know about, Asa we can't use a Kal V'Chomer to learn out the onus Misa from Zamam to Asa. The Sanya, how do I know Enon Shemin Adin? The Sanya, Isha She'ikach Es Achoso Bas Aviv Bas Imo. The Torah says there's an onus of Kares for a half-sister from the father or from the mother. How would I know that there's also kares for a full sister? Tamil Omar, it says another phrase in the pasuk, Ervas achoso gila, which is including a full sister. Ad shelo yomar, even if it doesn't say it, yesh li bedin, I would be able to know it from a Kal V'Chomer. Anash al basav shelo basimo, basima shelo basaviv. Torah assigns kares for a half sister on either side. Wouldn't it be a Kal V'Chomer that there should be kares for a full sister? So you see from here, ain onshin min hadin. You cannot extrapolate Kal V'Chomer an onesh of kares from a Kal V'Chomer. Onesh shamanu ashar minayin. What's this question? How do I have an ashara? So one way to learn it, how do I have an ashara for a full sister? Who needs an ashara? Why do you need an ashara? Kares doesn't need an ashara. Gemara says in the third pair, Kares doesn't need an ashara. You have Kares, Pesach and Mila has no ashara, there's a chiv Kares. You need ashara for what? Not to get Kares. But what do you need ashara for? For Malkus. Yeah, but it doesn't say we're talking about Malkus now. So what are we missing here? What's the pshat in the question? Ashara minayin. How do you read these words? Onesh shemanu ashar minayin. Chora, it means something different. It doesn't mean how do we have an ashara for achoso basav basimo. We're not talking about the malchus, and the karis doesn't need an ashara. The question of the Gemara is something else. How do I know? I know onesh shemanu. I know there's a rule called ein onesh minadin. How do I know that ein masirim minadin? That would be the pshat. In other words, an iser from the Kal V'Chomer I could learn out. We have in the third parak sugyas. I could learn a Kal V'Chomer to learn an iser. But an ashara, which is its level of lav, I cannot learn that there's an ashara for a certain iser based on Kal V'Chomer. So that's the ashara minayin. Talmud Lomar as follows. Ervas achoscha basavicha basimecha. This is an iser lav of a half-sister. I only know sister from the father alone or mother alone. How do I know there's an ashara? How do I know there's an ashara for a full sister? So that's why the Torah told me that it's an ashara for a full sister. So, but why do you have to say it? Yeshim Nadin, I could get a kavachomer to tell me the same thing. There's an ashara for the half-sister cases. So what do I need? The extra drasha, the extra expression by the choschahi to teach me an ashara of a full sister. So we have the braisa that teaches us that in onshin adin in ashirim min adin, and this was the answer that Berivi gave to his father regarding you can't learn hargu neharagin from a kavachomer of lo hargu neharagin because in onshin min hadin, as we find by achosa. We discussed this once before. Maybe we should speak it out again. Chora, let's start with the case of the achosa. Kavachomer always says that this is kal and this is chomer, but it's different. It's not the same. It's not bechlal masayim mana. It's a new situation, which we would logically have thought should for sure have the same halacha as the first. That's what kavachomer means. New. So the chora achoso bas aviv, the Torah already punished karis and gave an ashara. Choso bas imo, which is what not bas aviv, they already have an onus of karis. Now we don't know what about achoso bas aviv ubas imo. How do you know karis? How do you know ashara? We have extra words in the Torah that's teaching me the karis and the ashara for a full sister. Why do you need those extra words to teach it to me? Why not learn from kavachomer? Why is that a kavachomer? And what do you need a kavachomer for this? If the Torah gave me an onesh, talking about onesh now, for achosa basav. So now I have a case of achosa basav ubasimo. So the fact that I have, the fact that she's also achosa meimo, takes away the shame achosa basav. Is she achosa basav? Yes. Is she achosa basaviv ubasimo? Yes. But she's also achosa basaviv. She's a sister from the father. So what do you need a kavachomer for this? I understand enoshim adin, I grant you that. But even if enoshim adin, but the same ashara, when the same onesh that the Torah imposed for achosa basaviv should exist in the case of basaviv ubasimo. The Torah says that a chosav as aviv gets karis. No, so why isn't it enough to give the karis of a chosav as aviv to an chosav as aviv ubasim? What's the answer? I answer it then, now till tomorrow, but let's forget it. It's not a kavachomer, it's the chlama sayimana. It's the same thing. Where did you change the chosav? Is chosav basav? It's chosav basav. Check the box. It's a chosav basav. It's chosav basimo. All right, but it's a chosav basav. Yeah.
Maybe you would have thought that you would get like a double punishment, one for violating the sura bas aviv and basimo, and the chiddush is that it's going to teach you that you really only get one single punishment.
It's not what's going on in the Gemara though. It's not what's saying. It's not what's saying. How do I know that there is an onesh and an ashara for a chosav basav and basimo? We need expert words in the Torah to bring it out, otherwise ain't on shim nadin. What does this tell us? Yeah.
You think that the pasuk is bringing me that only in those cases where it's only the father of the father.
It doesn't say that either. It doesn't say that it's in miyut.
So why is the pasuk only referring to one of them? Why would the pasuk do that? To say that only in that case?
No, it doesn't say miyut. Ish, look at the pasuk. Ish asher yikach es achoso bas aviv o bas ima.
O bas ima.
I understand. So the Torah is talking about a choso bas aviv. It says, the Torah says, a choso bas aviv gets karis. A choso bas imo gets karis.
What did you say, bas imo?
What do you mean? No, if it said bas aviv, then
yeah,
you wouldn't know.
I'm going to bring up, it's coming to show.
One second. If it just said bas aviv, then I wouldn't know half sister from the mother gets karis. So the Torah tells you bas aviv gets karis, and bas imo gets karis. But now if I have a bas aviv, bas imo. So I have the basis for the karis of bas aviv and the basis of karis of bas imo. You're tiny, you should maybe get two. First, you can't get two karis. So that's what it means. Two malchus, maybe, but okay. But lumaisa, that's not what we're trying to. That's not what. The Gemara is saying you need the drasha because otherwise I wouldn't know that there's an iser. Not that I would think there's two and it's telling me there's one. Two malchus. And we're not talking about the malchus right now. We're talking about the actual onus of karis. And so it sounds like, what do we see from here? Eliyahu, what do we see from here?
I was going to say something.
Yeah.
It's a niyut. No. You said earlier that it's a new
relationship. Right? That's correct. The answer is pashut. It's not pshat that you have a choso bas aviv bas imo, it's a choso bas aviv. A choso bas aviv shelo bas imo, that's a kurva of half sister. That's what it is. It's a kurva of half sister. It can be half sister from the father. That's one type of kurva, one type of kinship. You have a choso bas imo shelo bas aviv, it's a different kinship. And now I have a kinship which is even stronger than either of the two. Namely, it's full sister. It's a different kurva. Snapshot, this is a chosav asav. No. A chosav asav, it means a kinship on the level of half. Not because of the miut. It's because it's a stronger kinship. It's a stronger relationship. So the best you can do is, okay, but if we already see that there's an onesh and ashara for the relative, which is only half, the blood is only from the father or the mother, so then certainly should be a kavachomer, there should be a kares, an ashara, for the chosa, which is a full-blooded sister. Elamai, eidim shenadin, shenadin, so I need a new drasha. That's the easy part, Rabosi. Moshe, yeah. You.
The initial question was that this isn't really much of a kavachomer, and therefore we should be able to.
My kasha was that if you're talking about kavachomer, you can answer Einon Shem Nadin, so I need a new source to tell me that there's a chiyuv for the full sister. But I'm asking, what do you need a new source? The case of full sister has within it exactly everything that the half sister has in it. It's achoso basaviv. So you can, why not give the kares on the case of achosa basavu basimo by virtue of the fact that this woman is achosa basavu. If the Torah signs an onesh for achosa basavu, so where did you lose that? So what do I need a new drasha and because I couldn't win from kavachomer? I understand you can't win kavachomer, but this, it's hainuach, it's this, but it happens to also be basimo, but where did you lose all that you have in achosa basavu? You have that here. The answer is no, it's not that way. Achosa bas aviv shelo bas imo is a fundamentally different kurva than achosa bas aviv. It's a different metzius. It's a different kinship. Yeah.
But I thought the mashmash of the Gemara was that the kavachomer theoretically could have been a good kavachomer, just we're not using it.
It would be a kavachomer. Why would it be a kavachomer? Yeah.
But if it's a fundamentally different relationship, then the kavachomer wouldn't have.
No. That's what kavachomer comes in. If the Torah assigns an onesh of a sister relationship, which is a weaker bond of sisterhood,
are we saying weaker, stronger, or just fundamentally
weaker, stronger? That's kavachomer. Kavachomer is if the Torah gave you a penalty of kares and nashara for an achoso, which is a weaker link of achoso, it's only through one side and not both. So now when I look at this case of Achosa, which is full-blooded sister, so now it's not the same, but it's even more reason to say there should be Karis for that type of Gilui Arayis. So that's a Kalvachomer. But it's not Pshat. But I have Achosa Basaviv here. Give the Karis for Achosa Basaviv. Forget Kalvachomer. No, it's different. It's not the same thing. It's not one plus one. It's a different relationship, but it's a stronger and a tighter relationship. So a kavachomer would be a svara, a midah batorah, that there should certainly be an onesh and ashara for a stronger achoso. So that's where enosh nadin, enimasim nadin. That's the easy part of both sides. Now it gets more tricky. Because what did Bereva use this for? To explain why the kabi alacha of hargu ein neharagin. And his father asked him, but Kal v'chomer should say that if lo hargu ne'erogin, hargu for sure not Rogi. Right? So what did he say? No, Kalvachomer, you can't use it. No, we're in a onus for Kalvachomer. When you have a case of Loharagu, what's the why are you chayiv? Because it was Zamam. What was the Kalvachomer? Let's think about it. Zamam, when it was Zamam, Lasos Loachiv, and the onus wasn't carried out, but it was just a Gemara Din against the person, so then they get punished with Misa of Kasha Zamam, right? What happens if they basically killed the person? So then you're telling me that Edom will be potter. They became Zomen after the person was killed. So we want a Kavachomer to learn out for sure that Edom should be killed. Kavachomer. It actually led to the person dying. They carried out the Psakdim based on it. No. Einon Shemin Adin. I ask you now the same question. I understand Einon Shemin Adin. But why are you chayy by Zama? Because they planned to kill the person. They spoke a Sheker with an agenda to kill the person. That is why they're paying the price of getting punished. So now, based on Paskin, and the person was going to be killed, and then they became Zomen, so they get killed. Now, let's say Basin actually carried out the onus and killed the guy. Where do we lose the same machayiv that you had before of Zaman? Who needs Kavachomer? They schemed to kill the person, didn't they? Oh, what else happened? Yeah, the person got killed by Basin. But they did scheme to kill the person. There was a Zaman here with an agenda to kill the person. Correct? So why is this a Kavachomer that we would need to bring over the Chiyuv to the case of Asa, to which we can push back based on what we see by Achoso, that by Kavachomer you can't learn out a new Onesh, a new Ashari, you can't learn out a new Onesh of Kavachomer. Who needs a Kavachomer? In the case of Asa, I still have Zama. It was Zama, right? So good, he also led to the person being killed. Here too, we have to now use the same template to approach this here as well. What would be the answer? Yeah. So, yeah.
You say it's the same thing as the sister who knew, like we said.
But let's see why that should be. That's the outline. In other words, you're going to have to say this is not the same. It's a stronger case to be made to punish them. But it's not that I have here the same thing. It's more. It's not one plus one. It's something different. It's not Zamam anymore. What does that mean exactly? How could we translate it more in our terms? That's what it means. It is, Asa is a different crime than Zamam. Elamai, it's a stronger crime. Oh, that's what Kavachomer would dictate. So you can't bring over the Chiyuv that the Torah signed by Zamam over to us. Why is that true though? The Zamam is still here. There was a Zamam. They schemed. The fact that the person got killed takes away the Zamam. The Zamam is still present.
Wouldn't this take us back to like Barbados, Kavachomer on the first?
It could, but what do you say to my question?
Also, yeah. But in this case, can we say the same thing? Like in the first case, where you have the father, so then you said you're not allowed to sleep with the daughter of your father, right? So when we say both of them, well, you still have your father here. The same thing when you have Zamam.
You're right. But now let's try to translate that into more conceptual terms. The template is here for us. In other words, it's not the same. It's a greater crime, but not the same crime. But just try to explain why that should be. The Zaman is present in the Asa case as well, yeah?
You just want to tell that makes sure you zoom in the Mazik is a theoretical Mazik, and therefore now you make it an actual Mazik.
Okay, so this is, you're getting warmer, right? So what does that mean exactly? What is the Machayiv Akasha Zaman? The fact that they were Zaman? The fact that they had bad intentions? They had bad intentions the same way they had bad intentions when the person wasn't killed. They had the same bad intentions when the person was killed. But as we know, Edom Zomin is one of the Chav Dalet Avos Nezikin, the case of Tashlumin Mamon, for example. In what sense is he a Mazik? Because there was an agenda to make a person lose money. Right? And then again, there was an Edus that was accepted for that, and the Gemar Din was mitzdarif to that, possibly. That's their issues. That they were out to affect the person. It's the being pogea in the person that is the basis for the Chiyuv Kasha Zaman. not for the stand the age of sheker with the bad ideas in their mind. It's how they were pogea in the person, in the nido. They were inflicting something on the nido with their edus. There was a scheme to attack the nido to give him a chiyuv. And the Gemara Din came with that. It was a requirement to be a Gemara Din. That is so that being pogea in the person by being made against him to be mechayev him something, and Beis Din ends up paskening on that. That's the reason why they get to punish the Kasha Zama. No, if that's the case, when the person got killed, it's not the same type of being pogea. They're pogea in a stronger way. They've inflicted actual, not the virtual damage, virtual death, but actual death. The best you can do is say it's a kal v'chomer. If the Torah is mechayiv them for zaman when there was they were inflicting on the person this the virtual sentence, the sentence with its implications to be a gavra ketela, but that's not the same as when he actually became a gavra ketela, the metzius. So it's a kal v'chomer. They should be chayiv. It should be din. Again, it's a similar idea to Be'achosa. It's not the same thing. Why is it the same thing? Because the Mechayvin Kasha Zaman is not per se the fact that they did a bad thing and they wanted to do bad things. They want to do bad things, fine. So that's the same thing by Asa. They wanted to do. It's the fact that they're pogea in the person. It's like a personal connection here. That's why it's called a mazik. So the hezik that's existing without Asa is not the same darga. Not the same level of mazik as with Asa. Elamai, it's more. It's more. That's kal v'chomer. Yeah, this is the marker of that we say kasha zamlo kasha Asa. But it's interesting because the way we read our Gemara, it's not like you have a real drasha per se that excludes Asa. Right? It's just that the Torah spoke about zaman, and I can't get from there to Asa because inon shemin hadin. It's interesting. The Lashon of Rashi earlier, you mentioned Bar Pada, right? Rashi on Beis on the Days. Lashon Rashi on the top of the Amud. Hargu ein eragin dichsiv kasha zaman velo kasha us. I don't know, it's hard to know. Rashi's Lashon would seem to imply some kind of a drasha here. Unless Rashi just means because Enon Shem Nadin, but again the Russian is not so smooth that way. I mean Rashi and Chumash also even more striking on this pasuk. A second. Russian Rashi and Chumash. Kasha Zaman, quote. Russian Rashi and Chumash. Velo kasher asa mikan amru hagu ein erogin. How do you read the Rashi after reading this Gemara? How do you read the Rashi before reading this Gemara? No, so there's a drasha. Kasher zaman. It's her wants you to know I'm the mayir asa. The Torah is telling me not by asa. And that's mikan amru hagu ein erogin. That's if you don't know makas tafheim beis. You read the Rashi chumash. No. Hogu in a rugin, address in the Torah, Zaman, if the Torah is telling me Zaman, if that were the case, then what kind of Kavachomer could you be making? The Torah is Mamayit. The Torah is Mamayit also. What in Kavachomer? The Torah tells me this is when you're Chayiv and this is where you're not Chayiv. My Kavachomer. Enon Shem Nadin. Forget that whole discussion. Let's say Enon Shem Nadin. The Torah is telling me, a mute, you're not Chayiv by us. So what is there to talk about? You read this Gemara, it's mashma snapshot, a mute. Zomam and not Asa. No, it's Zomam is what stated. Asa could have been learned from a Kavachomer, but we're not going to use a Kavachomer to learn out a new onus. Therefore, I'm left without a mucker for Asa. Because Enon Shem Nadin. Again, the Russian Rashi in Chumash, and a little bit on base on base, sounds like there's a kila mute. Again, you have to reinterpret maybe what Rashi means. Rashi doesn't mean it as a mute. Rashi just says, it's Zaman and not Asa. Because the Torah only spoke about Zaman. That's the case of La'achiv. Zaman Lasos. The Torah speaking about Achiv Kayam. And Asa is not part of that. Because the Torah's case is not Asa. Elamai Kavachomer. I can't get a Kavachomer out of this. Not going to help me. But not that it's a mute. Again, that's a chur the pashtas of ringing the Gemara. You don't see any mute. the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Mechumash, struggles mightily on this, because he was trying to understand that Mitzad Echad, it's a miut. It sounds like a miut, Zaman Velo Asa, and now we have a sugya here that talks about Onshim and Adin. Okay? If you take Rashi differently, Rashi didn't mean it as a miut. Okay, so then it's, you know, it's just a way of saying that we don't have us, so we have no source for us. Now, at this, according to Rashi's reading of the Gemara, this is the end of this discussion about the inyan of Zamam. In other words, Enon Shim Nadin, good. And we know Zamam, we don't, we know Zamam and not us, so because you can't win at us. Let's ask ourselves the larger question now regarding Mammon, regarding Malkus. And then what's coming in the next Gemara is the Inyan Nigmar Adin by other cases. That's according to Rashi's reading of the next part of the Gemara. But let's just talk about the Zamam Velo Asa Hargo in Eragin. Okay, Hargo in Eragin. So you can learn a Kavachomer. Fine. So what about by Mammon? What's Asa by Mammon? If Beis Din made the person pay. Now they found to be Zomimim. Do they have to pay the Teshuvah and the Kasha Zaman? Do we say the same thing? You can learn from Zamam to Asa. So there's two Svaras and Tosas and Davdalad and Bava Kama that seem to say otherwise. That B'maisa, when it comes to Mammon, the halacha would be the same even if the person paid. One of the two Svaras, the reverse says, Afilu Shirim al Piedim Zomimim Chayavin. So the svar of the riva is, because it's reversible, it's never viewed as a fait accompli, since mammon can easily be taken back. So therefore, it's always viewed in some respect as still zama. You can always go back. So it's not yet in the category of asa, even after he's paid. That's according to the Riva. So therefore, by Mammon, even if he's Shilem, the Edom would still have to pay. What about in a case where Maisa guys can be, a person can be tracked down? Doesn't say anything. Since Maisa could be, in theory, reversible, it sounds like. That's enough to be viewed as Zama. Don't know. The Ri has a different source. What does the Ri say? You don't need that reason. What's the reason, says the Ri, by Misa, that Asa is not Chayiv? Is because in Onshim Min Adin, says the Ri, that rule is limited to Onish HaGuf. However, Mammon, Onshim Mammon Adin, this gets into the parameters of the rule of in Onshim Min Adin. What do we have in our sugya? That by Misa, Hargwein Narogin, in Onshim Min Adin. But Mammon, the Ri assumes that there is a basis to Mechayim Mammon based on the Kavachomer. No, if that's the case, I have the Kavachomer. If Lo Shilein, they even Amishalim and Tashulim and Kashazama, so, Shilem, certainly I should pay Kasha Zalam. Here already, Onshin Mammon Menadim. That's Shita Satosis. So seems to be the Shita of the Ramban, earlier in that base on the base, right? That's what the Ramban seems to say, that by Mammon, even if it's Shilem, it's still going to be Chayiv. On the other hand, what did the Ritva say earlier? That the same rule of Lo Kasha Asa would apply by Mammon as well. But the Ritva actually spells out, he has to rebut the points of Tosis, right? Chor the svara of Efshe b'chazara, the svara of Onshin Mammon Min Hadin. So what does the Ritva say? An interesting thing. See, you worked on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Says the Ritva, Ika me Rabbi Seinu, Davi Kashe le'afilu ki isei mamona gahada l'maru lama in the Shalman, lehevi ki lo asu maise, ha leisa, gimidin hazama lo chivu ha-kosav et vashu lo asu maise klal. Efter b'chazah is not going to help. Well, maise, Beis Din did something. Kashe zam lo kashe asa. The kosher shirem ze kashe asa, even though it can be reversed. So on the level of the Riva, what the Riva was saying, Efshe b'chazar, the Ritva did not give that too much credence. Lemaisa, it's Efshe b'chazar, but meanwhile, the money changed hands. So that's cool, Kasha Asa, that's already a new stage. Good. So he doesn't accept the svar of the Chazar. What about the other svar? Okay, call it asa. It's not still within Zaman. It's called asa, the Kavachomer. So he could have said that maybe Enon Shimon Adin goes to Mammon as well, but he doesn't say that. He says something different. Afa gab the time of Daminon Shim Hagwena Ragan Nisha Inon Shim Nadin, Gabi Mammon on Shim Nadin. He takes for granted you could be Onish, do an Onish Minadin by Mammon. Mikom Makam Lo Chilka Torah. Lo Chilka Torah. Came in the Gabi Tola, Kaimalan, Kasha Zama, Blo Kasha Asa, who then we are Mammon. Afa gab Davi Bidin Adure, even though logically you should have said that it should, and it can go back. Ain a Pusik Mepirish with studded. Interesting. So what is he saying? Once we have a certain standard that you see exists by some cases of Kasha Zama, that it's limited to the Zama and not Asa, it's obviously going to ultimately boil down to the same thing. Even though the logic here should be different in Onshin Mamanadin, but Lamaisa, once we know that by Misa it's not going to end up being a Chiyuv when it's Asa, because Ein Onshin Mamanadin, so that is the standard by the rules of Kasha Zaman, that Asa is part. What about Malkus? So we have a Machokus Rishon about Mammon. What about Malkus? So the Pashtas most Rishonim would say, what? Yeah?
Because you can't give it back.
So Chora, the Efshem HaChazara Svara doesn't exist, he can't reverse it. He got it already. He got Malkus already, the person got Malkus. Now they became Zomimim. So it's already done, right? So then it's us. And Onshin Minadin, you can't Onshin Minadin, no one's going to say you can be Manish Malkus Minadin. So with Pashtus it should come out, and then Malkus, the rule should be the same, that Laku Ein Lokin. Seems to be Hargo Ein Erogin. Mammon, I can hear two sides maybe, but Malkus Achor should be Pashtus, that the Edom should not get Malkus, yeah?
Why wouldn't you be
Onshim Adin? Because Onesh Aguf, Onshim Adin is true by Malkus just as much as Nisa.
What? The reason Lashon was on the Mita, we say Onshim Adin.
He meant as opposed to Mammon. I mean, I don't think he meant Dafka Nisa. And Mammon Machayvin, because Mammon Onshim Adin doesn't say Nisa. He says, the Lord said, the high time of the Gabi Mammon Machayvin, the Gabi Mammon Onshim Adin. Mammon is Onesh Adin, but Onesh Aguf is Onesh. There's no difference in Malkus and Nisa, but Onshin Minadin. So it could be Mammon is different. Mammon is not, it's different, to, it's not the same thing in Onesh Aguf. The Rambam, however, you have the Rambam, Rabosai, very interesting. The Rambam says otherwise. The Rambam in Halacha Beis, Perek Chaf Halacha Beis. Now, let's look at the lashon of the Rambam by Nerag. Nerag ze chaf beis perik chaf alacha beis hilchas edus. Nerag ze sheheidu alav v'achika chuzmu einem neragin min hadin. So the edim don't get punished with misa. Shenema kashe zamam lasos le'achiv va'adayin lo asa v'davazem ipi ha'kabbalah. What's the mashmos in the Rambam? Why is it that the Edom don't get killed? Kashazam rasas la'achiv adayin lo asa. What? Because the Torah is talking about a case of zamam rasos. He didn't do it yet. Okay? V'chein, v'davazam mipi ha'kabbalah. No. Aval imlaka ze she'eidu alav lokim. The person got Malkus already, and then they became Zomin, they get Malkus. Wow, the Rambam says Malkus, even by Kasha Asa, they'll get Malkus. Why? Unclear. Continues the Rambam, what about Mammon? V'chein, im yatsa Mammon miyad zeh liyad zeh, be'idu san, choseh lebalov mishal min lo. So too, if the Mammon changed hands, goes back to the original owner, and the Edom have to pay the person. In other words, there's a chiyuv of kasha zama by mammon, even by us. Why? Can you glean a reason, or it's not really discernible what the reason is?
Because
So you could have read the Rambam two ways. You could say the Rambam just telling you a matter of fact. What's the halacha? The halacha is, okay, so they paid, so you have to obviously have them give back the money to the guy. And Edom have to pay, because the halacha is Edom pay even by us. But the Rambam has not given any rationale for this. Just like it did give rationale for Malchus. We have to know what the pshat is. Alternatively, you could read into the Rambam, now that we know the Tosis in Bava Kama, you could read into the Rambam that why is it that the Edom have to pay? The Rambam since giving you the reason. What does he say right before? He says, "Yatsa mam yadzel yadzeh, chosel balav u'mishamen lo." So the chosel balav is a way of saying what? Why mishamen lo? Because it's b'chazar, so it's still called zaman. So the Rambam's chosel balav is a way of explaining why the Edom are still chayv, even though it was asa, because it really is not asa; it's reversible. Rav Chaim took the Rambam that way. But then, of course, Rav Chaim had to deal with the question, and then why is Malchus different? Other Achronim went different ways in the Rambam, and for them, the Chosel Balav doesn't have to mean the reason is because of that. Okay, you have to know what to make of the Rambam. But the Rambam, it's hard to know whether Chosel Balav has to mean the reason for Mishalman Lo, but the Rambam, either way, is difficult by the case of Malchus, because the Chora, by Maman, we understand what could possibly be behind it. Ain onshin min hadin, or onshin mamun min hadin by mamun. Efshe b'chazara, but malchus ochara, you don't have those reasons, so there should be a din of the lo kasher asa. A second, the Ravid has asaga, but it's not clear if it's what he's trying to be masig. But the way that the Nosei Kelim take the Ravid, they say the Ravid's kavana is actually to go on the case of malchus. The words of the Ravid, the dibar maschil, is nerag zesheidu alav bechuli, etc. The Ravid says three words. Sheba Shuzet, a mistake. What's a mistake? What does the Ravid mean to say? What's wrong with the Rambam? So the first part of the Rambam doesn't seem to be a problem at all. The fact that Ein Ha'Rogim Min Adin, that's clear. Hagu Ein Ha'Rogim, it's a Gemara. So what could the Ravid mean? So the Nosei Kelim say, the Ravid means to ask, how could the Rambam say after that, the Bechuli, in other words, Avol Mulaka Zesheido Lav Lokin. How could that be? If he got Malchus away, then Edom should be put.
So maybe give you the reason why we, in that case of Misa, we don't say Kasher Asa, is because I've never heard in the chat is that if we kill the second group of Edom, we'll lose faith in the
Okay, so let's go. So Nosei Kelim say along those lines. There's a couple of Mahalchim, which what time we have left. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, and maybe the Meiri if we get to it, okay? The Kesef Mishnah on this Rambam has a few suggestions, okay? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, take a look. Perakama Demakis, Rosh the Gemara. Upirish Rabbeinu Kachem, Enon Neragim, Mikal V'chomer. So he learns, basically based on Agamar, he can't get the Misa, if it's us. Then, Avo Emlaka Zer She'idu Olav, Tzarech Levakesh Tam, Me'ayin Lo L'Rabbeinu L'Chalik B'Misa L'Mamenu Malchus. Where did Ram get the basis to distinguish between Misa on the one hand, Mamenu Malchus on the other hand? The L'Chora Masma. Now, at first glance, he says we should say the same thing across the board. At first glance, we should say the halacha is across the board. This is like, for example, the Ritva, right? Kashizam kasher asa, even by mamon. Ki by mamon lemisa, we could find a room to be machal. The mamon efshe b'chazara, the kevin shakach, kachli asa kimo zaman. V'chein kazutosis b'avakama. On that which of Chia counts, Edom Zomin Bechavdal Ovis Nezikin, and he quotes the Tosis in the Riva, go down a few lines, and he quotes the Ri, Adkan Lashono. Nikol Makom, Ein Svaru Lechag Bimalkus Lemisa. So, good. Mamon to be Machal for Misa, we have the Tosis Bava Kama. But what about Malchus? Okay. But Ukinire, Shelezek, Kivan Haravid. Kinire, that's the Ravid's intention by writing Sheba Shuzeh. Even though his Dibur HaMaschil is on Nerag Zeshido Lav, Tchilas HaBava Nakar, he just quotes the first couple of words. Okay. But Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Taka says like the Rambam, what's the pshat? Why would Malchus not have this halacha of Velo Kasher Asa? Says he, that's just a couple of suggestions. The Efshe, Lassi's Tam with the Rabbeinu. First, Mahalach, he says, is this. We only say Kasher Zam Velo Kasher Asa by Misa. Why? Because there, Gadol Avona Minaso, the Avera is so severe that through the Eid of Sheker, it led to somebody getting killed. Ein roi gosis lehem misas based in as a kapara. To the contrary, the avera is so great that to kill them with kasha zamam would not suffice for such a crime. Rather, leave them for gehenim, for after misa, to give them a kasha zamam onesh a misa would be insufficient for the crime. Dugma ledavar, he brings a person who gives all his children lamoach is actually pater. Miksa zaro, mizaro lamoach, we have a drasha, so that would be a basis for a chiyuv misa. So if it's Malkus that the person got, that's not as bad as Misa. It's interesting. So he's making a new svara, l'chalek. What's the marker in the Gemara for this? It's like a nice svara. We had a part like this. Where do we see in the Gemara such a svara? That when the aver is so great, the kapar is insufficient. Where do we see the Gemara? Based on the days, Rav Yochanan, by the case of, by Golas. A second. Okay, we have to know where this is coming from, out of nowhere. And a svara is nice, but like, the Ram is creating a new chiddush based on svara. Odi Shlomar Tam Acher. He has another mahalach. He says, "Me'achashel kim nitzav badas el." Hashem is present by the dayanim by a beis din. Ilu lohaya shahaya chayv zamisa lohaya maniach a kadosh baruch hu haskin shetiyav nefesh achas miyisrael. The fact that a person actually died through beis din must show that somehow or other it was meant to be. It's meant to be. It's preordained. The person maybe was chayv misa anyway. And if Hashem let Beis Din carry out a chiyuv misa, after all, chiyuv misa to kill somebody, so therefore we say the Edom somehow are exonerated. The Edom somehow are viewed as less responsible for something which clearly Hashem had in mind for this to happen. But that type of a svara, Tafka the Ramban Chumash says such a svara, is more limited to what type of an occurrence on Beis Din? A chiyuv misa versus chiyuv malkus, no. That doesn't have that same type of sting to it. Again, svaros. You have to know, there must be more to say in the Rambam, because these are just svaras, but the Rambam is going to build a whole chiddush of halacha based on svaras. If you look in the Radvaz, we're out of time, it's late, the Radvaz says something a little different, that works off of the la'achiv, and so says the Meiri earlier, that based on the base, that maybe the Rambam is working off of the la'achiv. The whole, it comes out that the la'achiv is not just a svara, that you're chayiv when the person's alive, but it's actually a svara to tell me that you're pater. Someone said earlier in the shir maybe, that the la'achiv is actually an indication that it should be a tour when he's not alive. So that's only a svara b'negeya nisa. If achiv is kayim, he has to be kayim. If he's not kayim, he's no chiyim. So the achiv kayim is a svara by nisa. Mela malchus is different. Yeah, there's a long Rav Chaim in this. We may not get to it. It's a very interesting Rav Chaim. Or of the Rambam, we have to finish the sugya mitzvah Hashem, and we can discuss some more things about the Gemara Din, Ben Gerusha and Galus, about these in Yanim as well. What would be in the case of the Mishnah?